Mix 94.7 KMCH. There must be food in the studio because it's a full house all of a sudden. Eric Walker, good morning, sir. How are you?
It's good.
Tony Harmon, how are you, good sir?
I'm well, Justin. How about yourself?
I cannot complain. Beautiful fall day out there. It is the last day of September, which means we're going to roll into October tomorrow, whether we're ready or not. And our pizza of the month, the pizza place down in Delhi. How was September for you guys?
September was pretty good. It kind of started off really fast, and then people kind of slowed down on it, mm-hmm. and then they figured out that it was really good. You know, people were a little skeptical to try it at first, and once they did, enjoyed it.
Excuse if I may interrupt.
Please do.
On the surface, unless you really know what the pickle wrap was, I mean, because that's an Iowa staple.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's Iowa sushi right there. Isn't that what they call it?
It's true, yeah.
But if you're not brave enough to at least have that first bite, I can see where that's coming in. But, man, it was delish.
And it was the Hummingbird Project. Hummingbird Project.
Hummingbird Project.
And how did you guys do? Now, I know you still got today yet.
Still have today
to add to the till before you hand it off to them.
Absolutely.
You have a rough idea how many you sold?
Less than a million,
but more than 10. So, and then this project has been going on for a while here. We're going to unveil the new one. Eric has already sampled. We're going to put a picture of it on the website. Tony, describe what Eric is eating, what I'm about to eat when we get into the commercial break.
Well, of course, with October, you have to have Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a pizza that's got brats, mm-hmm. kielbasa, and Polish sausage, sauerkraut, and it's got a special drizzle on the top that's kind of a spicy mustard, ooh, beer cheese, and of course some Oktoberfest beer mixed in together.
How much planning, how much sampling goes into getting it all right? When do you start creating this stuff?
Some of them I try to create months in advance, mm-hmm. which I've had this one kind of in my head for several months because it's one of my favorites. And I just made the first one about a week ago, ate that pretty quickly, and then I had to have myself another one yesterday.
Just to make sure it's still good, right?
Ate the whole thing all by myself.
Honestly, this really is. I mean, I'm a huge fan of, you know, brats and Polish sausage and all that
beer
stuff.
Beer and cheese.
And I think sauerkraut should be a staple in all pizza kitchens.
Oh, I agree.
This is going to be your bestseller. I honestly feel that this is going to sell better than the pickle wrap. This is going to sell better than the macaroni and with the seven cheeses that you had on there.
Sure.
This is every bit Iowa, every bit this part of the world. I've already got my napkins.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. I'm couth.
Yeah, you are. You're classy.
I know. So this really is good. You got the little tang of the mm-hmm. sauerkraut in there. I wouldn't change a thing on it. I wouldn't. This is great. I'm going to order this.
Good. Glad you like it.
Well, and you can still order the pickle wrap still today, and that still is going to benefit the Hummingbird Project. But then starting tomorrow, before the Hawkeye game, maybe you come get a pizza, or maybe you say, hey, Tony, the game's over. I want to come grab a late lunch, early supper, get a hold of you guys at the pizza place, because you get this, it's going to benefit another nonprofit. Eric, I'll let you reach into the bucket this go-around and draw our nonprofit winner.
I am your...
You're my official, my Vanna White.
All right. This is a good one.
Is it?
The Manchester Food Pantry.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there you go.
Located right there off of, on West Main, just across mm-hmm. the street from Gateway in a building that will soon house the Bread Basket.
Yep, right down the
right
stretch
there. Right there on the backside, the ministry of the Methodist Church?
I think so.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And, of course, this is good. So you buy food, and you're going to give food.
Yeah, see, it's perfect. Like full circle is what it is. Tony, number to get a hold of you guys, and you got anything fun coming up the next few weeks now that we're turning to fall?
We have specials for every Hawkeye game, so come on in and enjoy some beverages and some pizza. And we usually open up early, you know, on Saturday. The game's kind of early this week, so, of course, we're going to open up a little bit earlier than normal so people can come in and get their seat to watch the Hawkeye game on the big screen. We have a surround sound system that's always up really loud and mm-hmm. gets pretty exciting in there.
So if they come in wearing black and gold, you treat them nice, maybe, you know, afford them a, you know, hey, what special that's on there. If they come in wearing blue and yellow,
they cleaning the kitchen, or what are they doing?
Well, I'm not a Hawkeye fan myself, but I'm not a Michigan fan either. So, so I guess I don't care what you come in wearing.
We'll That's still, a good we'll businessman right
you.
There.
We'll still serve you.
Phone number one more time, good sir.
563-922-2328.
And what are you, you're calling this the Oktoberfest? Is that what this is called?
Oktoberfest, just simple.
The Oktoberfest, and it's going to benefit the Manchester Food Pantry. Picture of this thing, and then you'll hear us eating it for the rest of the morning show here.
It won't take long.
No, because it's just you and I here today. Mm-hmm. Janelle might be here in a little bit. She might have a little pizza.
Too bad.
If there's any left.
The locusts have descended on the pizza.
So, Tony, always good to see you, my friend. Thanks for coming
in. Good to see you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and thanks for the work you guys do helping out Northeast Iowa here with your guys' hard work with Pizza of the Month as well.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
We're going to take a pause when we come back. Weather time. And Eric and I will make our Friday call for Bring Me My Lunch. We'll tell you and remind you how to answer that phone to win coming up.
Are you ready?